You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
Sammy the Lot.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Tony, have you recovered from the heart attack I'm sure you suffered last week watching the Dolphins' miracle in Miami?
Here, he's here.
Oh, my God. And the best thing about it, they keep showing it over and over and over again. Unbelievable, man.
No doubt.
How you guys doing?
When I was watching, I thought, I got to go on Facebook and see if Tony and send something out.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm glad you're here.
I couldn't believe it.
No doubt. So, Tony, last week I went out on a limb with a couple of picks, hoping to leapfrog you in the standings, but ended up getting one right, getting one wrong. The Bears came through for me. I had them over the Rams. Unfortunately, I had the Vikings over the Seahawks, and that one didn't work out. Both you and Bob had Seattle, so that one cost me. So when I was hoping to leapfrog you, you and I both finished 3-2, so no blood there. Bob, on the other hand, goes 4-1. He had the Colts over the Texans. He got that one on us, and we all had the Ravens over the Chiefs and the Cowboys over the Eagles. So we were 3-2, Bob 4-1. So for the season, Tony, you maintain a one-game lead over me. Bob catches up and ties me for second. He's also one game back. So it's razor thin as we go to the last 3 weeks of the regular season. So you got a one-game lead, my friend, but we're hot on your trail.
I'll take it.
All right, so our first game this week is actually tonight's game going on over, I'm sure, all of our shoulders. We got the 10-3 Chargers at the 11-2 Chiefs. The Chiefs are a four-point home favorite, the over-under 54.5. So, Tony, any way the Chargers can go into Arrowhead and come out with a huge win?
Tough to come into Arrowhead and beat Kansas City, man. I mean, L.A.'s playing some good football, man. I love what they're doing. I know they're missing their running back right now, but, man, it's just so tough to beat KC in KC. So I got to go with KC. I'm not a sure thing. I think it's going to be a tight game, a lot of points scored. So we're going to say 37-34 Kansas City.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
Wow, I had a high-scoring game, too. I agree with Tony. I mean, to go into Kansas City is hard enough, but when you're missing a major offensive cog like Gordon, it's too much to overcome. You know, the team has been doing well, but Kansas City, the way Mahomes is playing and just that sea of red, Chris, high-scoring game, Kansas City 38-28.
All right. And I'm with you guys. I like the Chiefs as well. I just don't think you can go into Arrowhead and get a win. I mean, at some point, you would have to believe Pat Mahomes is going to have a bad game. But I don't think it's tonight. I don't think it's at home at this point in the season. Maybe at the last game or two, he'll throw up something. But, you look at the Chargers, and Tony, I'm with you. I like what the Chargers are doing. I don't think there's another team in football, though, that covers as poorly as the Steelers do. So I don't think he can have that second half success here against the Chiefs. And Ford is, eighth game, I think, in a row now with a sack. That Chiefs defense is getting a little bit better. They're not great, but they're getting a little bit better. And I'm with you guys. I think it's a high-scoring game. I'm taking Kansas City to win 34-31. Our second game is the 5-7-1 Packers going to the 9-4 Bears. The Bears are a six-point home favorite, the over-under 45. Tony, can a Mike McCarthy-less Packers team somehow upset the Bears in Chicago?
It's going to be tough, man. Those two teams, they fight it out every year, man, twice a year. So, I mean, but Chicago's playing some good football. Their defense is probably one of the top-ranked defense in the league right now. Their offense is clicking a little bit, scoring some points. So I'm going to have to go with Chicago. But it's going to be a close game because on the other side, they got that guy named Aaron Rodgers. He just can't never count him out. So we'll go Chicago 24. Green Bay 21.
Okay. Bob, what do you think?
As I mentioned at the beginning, Chris, again, I think the Bears' offense has been underrated. They have gotten so many great things said about their defense, and rightly so. But Chicago, I mean, at home, Chris, they're one of the best home teams in football. And after I became a major believer last week defensively, if they can shut down the Rams, they can shut down Rodgers for sure. So, yeah, at home, I see Chicago winning. I'm going to say 27-24. Close game, but Chicago ekes it out.
And guys, I'm really loving this Bears defense. You guys have heard me say it multiple times over the years. Defense wins championships. Offenses do not. The Bears clamped down on the Rams. They did a great job, held them to 6 points. Gurley to 28 yards rushing. Goff, 180 yards passing. You know, they were able to overcome their own three interceptions that Mitch Trubisky threw. But the Bears, you know, they're third in average points allowed. They're, you know, within a half a point from being the best defense in football there. They're second in rushing defense. The Packers seem to be a team in turmoil. To your point, Tony, they still have Aaron Rodgers, who's still playing at a high level, as he always does. Only one interception thrown this year. So he's playing well, but I like the Bears at home. I'm going to take them as well, 27-24, exactly where you had it, Bob. Our third game is the 8-5 Cowboys going to the 7-6 Colts. The Colts are a 3-point home favorite, over under 47. Tony, who do you like here?
They're playing the Indianapolis.
They are playing in Indianapolis.
Yes.
You know what? I like what the Colts are doing right now, man. I know Dallas is pretty hot and they're playing some good football, but I don't know who's favored off the line. I don't know what the line is, but I'm going with the Colts in this
Colts
game.
Colts by three.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going with the Colts. I'm going to go with the Colts, man, just because they're playing good football, man. They are. I know Dallas is hot, but for some reason, man, Dallas can't – they seem to always mess up and do something stupid at the end. So we're going to go with the Colts in a pretty close game as well. We're going to go 31-24 Indianapolis.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
I think it was a great recap by Tony. I mean, Dallas is one of those teams that just – they're not a good road team, guys. And then the Colts – I mean, their backs were against the wall last week. I picked them. I thought that this is the time they have to rise. And with Luck and Hilton and all those guys doing what they're doing at home, that place is still going to be electric. And I think they can beat Dallas. And I'm going to say Indy pulls out this one, too. I'm going to say 30-24.
30-24. All right. Well, guys, you know, I like seeing what Andrew Luck is doing. He's having a great comeback season. He's fifth in passing yards. He's got 34 touchdowns on the season so far. He's thrown the second most picks in the league. Now he's got 13. He's tied for second with Ben Roethlisberger in that category. And the defense is just sort of, they're middle of the road, right? They're 15th in just about every category. But, you know, what really hurts them is they just can't run the football. They're 24th in the league in rushing offense. So they're pretty one-dimensional, which makes you pretty predictable. And when you play a defense like the Cowboys, who are fourth overall and second in average points allowed, and a defense that held Drew Brees to almost nothing, I just don't think it looks good for you. Guys, I'm going the opposite direction. I'm taking the Cowboys to win a big one on the road, 27-20. We've got two more games to pick. We've got our next guest, Alex Molden, hanging on the line. Going to get to Alex in just a moment. Our fourth game this week are the pesky 7-6 Dolphins, Tony, going to the 6-6-1 Vikings. And the Vikings are a 7.5-point home favorite. Over-under is 44.5. So, Tony, do the Dolphins have a second miracle in them? Can they win on the road in Minnesota?
I hope the Dolphins don't win another game for the rest of the year.
Good night, you don't.
But no, seriously, man, it's. I think it's going to be another tight game. I like the Vikings defense. Miami is a team that they're playing. They play good at home. Now, again, where are they playing at? Tell me again where they're playing at.
In Minnesota.
That's where it goes wrong for the Dolphins. They play good at home, but I don't think they play good on the road. So I'm going with the Vikings, and not a lot of points scored. We're going to go 17-13, Minnesota.
Ooh, a little low scoring game, a little pitcher's duel. Bob, what do you think?
I agree with Tony again. Minnesota at home. I mean, let's face it, guys. Miami should be 0-6 on the road, and they're not going to be able to perform any magic in there. I mean, Minnesota has to win this game to at least keep up in that the wild card fight. So, yeah, Minnesota at home. I'm going to say they win 24-20.
Okay. And, guys, I'm not a Dolphins believer either. I don't believe in Tannehill. They're 27th in passing offense, 22nd in average points scored per game in their defense. If they're not playing the Patriots in Miami, their defense is just awful. They're 26th in average points allowed. So I think there's no miracle here. I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Vikings 31-20. Our last game, and here we go, Tony. The 9-4 Patriots, losers of two of their last three games, going to my even worse Steelers, 7-5-1, losers of three in a row. It was supposed to be the regular season game of the year, but the Steelers are so bad that the Patriots are a 2.5-point road favorite in Pittsburgh, which is embarrassing, and the over-under is 52. So, Tony, how big of an upset is it going to be when my Steelers get revenge on your Patriots from last season's robbery?
Wow. Do you actually think that's going to happen after what happened to us last week? Let me tell you something. Belichick is going to have those boys ready. And from when I was watching the Steelers play the Raiders and how they played that game, I was like, come on. I know the Steelers are going to beat the Raiders. The Raiders. Come on. So I just can't see. I know they're playing at home, but, man, it's just something's missing with the Steelers right now, man. I don't know what it is. And now they got to play against New England, my team, which coming off a loss, they usually win coming off a loss. They don't lose too many games, too many times. They lose two games in a row. So I got to go with my boys. And I'm going to tell you, man, it might be a big one for us to go in there and stomp your boys pretty good. So we're going to go 31-13.
Ooh, 13. Wow. Bob, is Tony right?
I agree with Tony, Chris. I mean, if they had played a close game last or even a blowout game over Miami, I think the Steelers would have a better shot. I mean, they're just, you know, they have to be smart. They have to be incredibly perturbed right now. These two teams are very evenly matched. If you look at the points for, points against, they're almost identical. But Pittsburgh is not invincible at home at all. And I just think New England, after that sour taste, they just want to make sure they put their stamp back on top, who's the best team around. And I think they go in there, and, I get a little magic toward the end there. But they'll win 34-27.
And, guys, you know I want to be a homer. I want to say the Steelers are going to win, but you know what? There's no way that's going to happen. I heard Artie Burns is actually going to start at defensive back, and I'm 100% sure that when Tom Brady heard that, he started laughing and shaking his head, saying, the Steelers are so dumb. I can't believe how dumb they are. Artie Burns couldn't cover me, let alone Josh Gordon. So, Brady and Gronk are going to torture the Steelers' defense. You know, the Steelers haven't been able to cover a tight end since the 90s. So I'm with you guys. I got to say, the Patriots are going to win this game. Not only going to win this game, they're going to win it big. They're going to win 48-34. I'm taking the Patriots.
Say it ain't so, Chris. Say it ain't so.
Tony, I mean, Tony, to your point, we can't beat the Raiders. We could stop the Raiders from scoring two touchdowns in the last 5.5 minutes in that game to blow it. There's no way we're stopping Tom Brady. You got to be kidding me. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great thing you do to try to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundations.org. Try to get as many kids into school as we can. Go to the website, donate as much as you can, helping the youth go off to college.
You're the best, Tony. We'll catch up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Have a great week, Tony.
God bless, guys. Have a great one.
Take care.
See you, Tony. We've got our next guest, Alex Molden, hanging on the line. Going to get the Alex on the other side of this quick station break.